USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says he will consult with lawyers to determine the next step after the Treasury Secretary said they need more time to consider whether to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns.
We did receive the request, and as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed.
The deadline has now passed. But Stephen Mnuchin tells the House Ways and Means Committee that more time is needed to review the request and decide if the IRS can turn over the president's tax returns. In a letter to the leaders of the committee, Mnuchin cited concerns over a possible abuse of power by lawmakers in making such requests and using them to politically attack partisan rivals. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points, the S&P 500 up 10, and the NASDAQ up 55. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Many in Washington were surprised when Attorney General William Barr told the Senate panel he believes the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016, and he said he'd look into it.
I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
But the question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated, and I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggests Barr is acting as the president's lawyer rather than the country's.
How very, very dismaying and disappointing that the chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
The European Union is giving Britain a new chance to avoid a hard exit from the alliance. EU Council Chief Donald Tusk.
The European Council decided to grant the United Kingdom a flexible extension until the 31st of October.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
South Carolina deputies in Orangeburg County have identified the suspect accused of opening fire in a hospital ER and wounding an employee. Adrian Saab is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A hospital employee in Orangeburg, South Carolina, is in critical condition after being shot at work. Regional Medical Center Hospital spokesman Charles Williams explains the shooter was a patient at the hospital before he left on his own.
The individual did return to the emergency department at approximately 8:50 with the weapon and began shooting inside the emergency department.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
They've officially changed the channels at U.S. military bases around the world. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
TVs in all public areas on U.S. military bases are now showing sports rather than news. Stars and Stripes broke the story, saying TVs in military food courts, customer service centers, malls, and other commons areas on bases are no longer showing the news channels because of their divisive political nature. Public TVs on U.S. bases worldwide used to show a loop of news channels, including Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, but that all changed on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.